Here's our regular segment on culture and arts. A literary festival based on real events is coming up in Buenos Aires with a prize consisting of 60,000 Argentine pesos. That's about $600 for the winning chronicle and its publication, together with 7 finalists in a digital anthology published by Indilibros, as organizers inform. The text, which may not exceed 15,000 characters, must be unpublished, written in Spanish, and sent through the website of the festival based on real facts, that you can find under basadoenhechosreales.com.ar. Basado en hechos reales is how you say based on real facts in Spanish. The jury will then choose the finalists, and their verdict will be announced on November 13 via internet. The awards will be handed over at the Kirchner Cultural Center of Buenos Aires on November 13. Based on Real Facts will take place that month and will be preceded by meetings with leading American journalists, Latin American journalists, such as Mexico's Cecilia González, among others. British anthropologist Cian Lazar is studying unions of Argentina and their culture. How a trade unionist is built or is made is the name of her research. Cian Lazar analyzes the group dynamics and the history of the ATE and the UPCN, which are the main two state workers' unions of Argentina. She aims at explaining the validity and the durability of the Argentine trade union movement, a phenomenon that this professor from the University of Cambridge identifies as the result of a membership, a belonging that is built in everyday life rather than in large rallies or mobilizations. An enthusiast of social movements in Argentina, in Latin America, Lazar sensed that this country could be an interesting field for her research while she was completing a PhD in El Alto in Bolivia. How a unionist is made traces the connection between unionism and the economic transformations of the last decades in Argentina. On the one hand, it focuses on the UPCN, that's the Civil Staff Union of the Nation, which is mostly Peronist, disciplined and pretty organic. And on the other hand, we've got the ATE, the State Workers Association, which proclaims to be more horizontal, autonomous, and relying on the assemblies of members, rather than a political party. A study reveals that 30% of senior Argentines want to study or want to receive training. That's a report by the UCA, the Argentine Catholic University, indicating that 1.8 million people over the age of 60 want to be trained. The diversity of the disciplines they prefer is very wide, although artistic ones come first. These results, according to the report, pose an enormous challenge for a society where life expectancy is growing. The research also shows that there is a type of household where the interest to continue studying or being trained is more present. We're talking about homes where the person lives with a partner. That's to say, the homes where we have a couple of seniors. Because otherwise, people don't feel compelled to go out and study. But when we've got a couple whose children are already outside, are already making their own lives, there is a feeling of empty nest that leads many people to fill that vacuum with knowledge, with culture, with courses. And there is an ongoing exhibition in Mexico that covers the entire history of this country from pre-Columbian times to the 21st century. This is being exhibited at the Soumaya Museum, that is run by the foundation headed by tycoon Carlos Slim. It exhibits a total of 1,521 pieces since last Tuesday in the Mexican capital. The exhibition covers 20 centuries of art in Mexico and became the catalog of all of the different aesthetic languages and traditions that country speaks and has experienced over the years. We can find ancient coins and bills. We can find pre-Columbian texts, some of them signed with blood. We can find murals by the famous and legendary painter David Alfaro Siqueiros or Diego Rivera. The director of the museum, Alfonso Miranda, pointed out that the exhibition is a national tour, a national visual tour of a deep love for Mexico that tries to build bridges of understanding for everybody. In this regard, the spectator travels from a Mesoamerican past with cave representations, cave paintings such as Indian Love, to the murals of Diego Rivera, such as Nightmare of War, Dream of Peace. The official who's in charge of this museum, Alfonso Miranda, also pointed out that a fourth, that's 25% of the pieces exhibited at the Soumaya Museum, had never been exhibited before.